This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's prominent climate and water experts are warning state lawmakers that the effects of the ongoing drought on water supplies have been worsened by an ongoing long-term warming trend. They told members of a legislative committee during a meeting today that the drought is a harbinger of still drier conditions to come as temperatures continue to climb. Retired Professor David Gutzler issued a plea to the legislators, asking that they take New Mexico's long-term water challenges seriously and provide cities, farmers, and other users with guidance and ground rules for managing shrinking supplies. The experts said New Mexico's situation is as bad as other Western states, if not worse. Some of the discussion focused on developing a statewide system for building partnerships among local water districts so water can be shared when shortages arise. Such arrangements already are in place in some parts of New Mexico, including Jemez and Zia Pueblos and nearby acequias, which are traditional irrigation systems that deliver water to farmers. Officials say the agreements have been working well. A New Mexico regulatory agency hopes to avoid a possible marijuana shortage by raising the number of plants that licensed producers could produce. The Cannabis Control Division of the State Regulation and Licensing Department last week raised the previously planned per-grower limit of 4,500 plants to 8,000. And the Santa Fe New Mexican reports that producers also would be able to apply for incremental increases of 500, with a total cap of 10,000. The change responds to concerns that the 4,500 plant limit would lead to a supply shortage. New Mexico's legalization of possession and growth of small amounts of recreational marijuana took effect June 29th, and the legal market for recreational marijuana is expected to launch in early 2022. The department has scheduled an August 6th hearing on the program's revised draft rules. The department has until September 1st to finalize the rules for producers. Draft rules for manufacturing, testing, and selling cannabis products have yet to be released. The Navajo Nation today reported 6 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths. The figures released by the Navajo Department of Health brought the total number of cases on the vast reservation to 31,107 since the pandemic began. The death toll remains at 1,361. The Navajo Nation recently relaxed restrictions to allow visitors to travel on the reservation and visit popular attractions like Canyon de Chelly and Monument Valley. While cases are down, Navajo leaders are urging residents to continue wearing masks and get vaccinated. President Jonathan Nez said officials have confirmed 11 cases of the Delta variant on the reservation, and contact tracers are working to isolate those cases and prevent further spread. New Mexico reported 116 new cases today and one additional death, a woman in her 60s in Otero County. That brings the total number of deaths in the state related to COVID-19 to 4,359 since the pandemic began. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported hospitalizations continued to inch upward with 83 people in New Mexico hospitals. 63% of eligible residents over age 18 have been fully vaccinated. Nearly 72% have had at least one shot. This is KUNM.